You know, this time I'd like to open it up to interested parties, and if you would like to raise your hand and go, or I can call you in order that we are interested in you. Impressed that you thought you'd find my list. But I think one of the first ones I have on here was good right here also. I assume you all have it, but thanks but no thanks. Would you like to take it, Councilor Hinton? And please confine it to these two gentlemen.
Steve Hinchman, counsel for the consolidated groups to include Thanks But No Tank and Osborough Islands Trust, Friends of Sears Island, and retirees. And I won't go through that list every time, but I just want to get that on the record. I guess the first comment I want to make is that this is the first time we've ever seen any of this information, and I would like to reserve the right to give the information to our expert. I'm not I'm just an attorney. I can't. I'm not a technician. I can't review it. I need to give it to my expert, and I need time to have them to be able to review it. And I'd like to reserve the right to call relevant to this information rebuttal witnesses if necessary, or to recall these witnesses for questions if necessary. I'd like to put that on the record. With that in mind, I do have a couple specific questions to Don. You stated that DCP Midstream Partners has the financial capacity for both construction and operations, and that you use that structure as a way to track and run the various aspects of your business. And so the question for you is, will DCP Midstream Partners and the parent companies, the ones with the money, waive limitations on liabilities such that DCP Midstream Partners will take on written express liability for any damage from an accident as a contingency of a permit from this board? So there's no ring fencing of liability between DCP Midstream Partners and the project?
Correct. There's no ring fence of liability between DCP Searsport and DCP Midstream Partners. DCP Midstream Partners, based on the letter I gave you, is providing full capacity and wherewithal for the operation and construction of the facility. It has the financial wherewithal to handle anything that could happen at the facility on a day-to-day basis or even on an episodic basis.
So you would agree to, as a contingency of the permit, to waive the limited liability protections for any damages related to an accident and include bond or something for remediation when the project is complete and no longer used?
Yeah, I'm not sure. From a legal standpoint,
yeah. I think there are a lot of assumptions in that question. So, I guess,
state again, DCP Searsport is the company that's building the project. It's a wholly owned indirect subsidiary of DCP Midstream Partners. It has the full backing and wherewithal of DCP Midstream Partners to own and operate that facility and to maintain it. It is our absolute intent to provide the support necessary for DCP Searsport to be successful, to handle anything that comes up that could go wrong. It's a normal course for DCP Midstream Partners and how it operates and how its assets are all across the U.S.
So yes or no, will you pay 100% of the cost of damages in the case of an accident?
Yes, that would be our standard course.
As a contingent of getting a permit, some sort of bond or other specific written agreement?
Steve, can you clarify how that bond would operate or who they would be waiving? I can't figure out the logistics of that, and maybe that's where the applicant's having a problem.
And this is something that can be worked out in the process, but I just want to ensure that if an accident does happen, and nobody wants an accident, but if an accident does happen, that all of the affected parties, including all of my clients, that they have somebody to go to that has the deep pockets necessary to make them whole.
No, I absolutely understand your concern, and I guess I'm here to say that DCP Midstream Partners is absolutely there to stand behind DCP or Sewer Support. I just need to understand what it is the mechanics are that you would propose, and I think we would be very open to that type of concept.
So you would say agree to having the board hire an expert or some consultant to give them language that would achieve that end?
I think that, you know, if this is a dialogue the board is interested in having with us, we're happy to do that, but this is not Mr. Hinchman's job, frankly.
As an interested party, I have the right to ask questions and receive answers.
You receive the answers you're going to get. He's already said that. Let me be clear about this. Mr. Baldridge said they're responsible for anything that happens. If the board has mechanisms to discuss this, he said he's willing to talk about that. He can come up with the mechanics, but I don't see how he can go any further than that right now.
What I've written down in my notes is that Mr. Baldridge said they will pay 100% of the damages in the event of an accident.
Correct. That is correct.
I guess that was the yes or no answer that you were looking
yes.
for. And then how we get there, you lawyers will have a field day with it. It's going to cost someone thousands of dollars.
I'm going to hire a lawyer to figure that one out.
That's what I'm hoping to get past, Mr. Chairman.